porn. It's such a harsh word, isn't it? One syllable, blunt, hard. You're watching porn. It sounds dirty in like the worst sense. Something to hide, to keep secret, or to be ashamed of. It just doesn't capture all of those wonderful feelings you experience. You know, when you watch a visually beautiful enactment of sexual innocence. Okay, we're gonna start over. Starting over. Porn. Such a harsh word, isn't it? One syllable, blunt, hard. You're watching porn. It just sounds dirty in the worst sense. Something to hide, to keep secret, or to be ashamed of. It doesn't capture all of those wonderful feelings you experience. You know, when you watch a visually beautiful enactment of sexual intimacy, and you immerse yourself in the sensual scene unfolding before you, the fondling, the sighs, the look of abandonment on the actors' faces as they give themselves over so completely to pleasure. You watch a beautiful sex video, professionally shot with a gorgeous soundtrack, and you imagine the soft intimacy of someone touching you as you touch yourself, of muted music, quickened breathing, moans, wrestling lingerie. You see the intense eye contact, how she arches her head as he kisses her, how he gently caresses her breasts. You see him grimace in pleasure, almost like he's in pain. And as she releases him, standing proud and erect, and runs her fingers gently up his shaft, savoring his hardness. And as you're watching, your mind is recreating the thrill of skin on skin, fingers delicately tracing a pattern, buttons being undone, zippers slowly being pulled down, the silkiness of the fabric as it grazes over pussy hair or your cock. When I watch a sensual scene, I imagine myself in the scene. And as I hear the moans and the sighs, I remember how glorious sexual contact feels. And my silk panties, well, sweet listener, they quickly get soaked with my juices. They smell so sweet, saturated with my gorgeous scent of desire. And then, when I get languid with arousal, as inevitably happens, off they come. You like that, don't you, babe? When I take off my soft silk panties, damp with my sex, and I drape them around your cock, it feels so sensual to trace your shaft or stroke your balls with my silky panty fabric. And you love it, don't you, my love? And that's when I hear some of the most intense moans coming from you. Or maybe when I'm feeling really playful and I want to tease myself, I'll keep my panties on and let my fingers trail over the fabric and then pull up tight around me so they press in my crotch so I can see the outline of my hot lips through them. Puffy, engorged, swollen with stimulation. And that's when I like to take my hand down and run my fingers up and down the outside of my panties, just tracing my lips. So easy to see the ridges of my lips when they're outlined against the fabric with my wetness. Oh God, I love how my lips feel with the pressure of fabric rubbing against them, my fingers gliding over them. And then, when I can't stand it any longer, I'll slide my fingers under the fabric, and I'll shiver as I touch myself, soft flesh against wet skin. To describe those sensations as watching porn or pornographic, well, it's a little demeaning. It just doesn't capture the delicate, exquisite beauty of sexual stimulation. I mean, there's so many better words we can use. Sensuous is one of the best. I feel sensuous when I feel this warmth enveloping me. I like the way I envelop your cock with my breasts. I think of softness, something slippery and wet, like your cock sliding up and down between my tits, covered in sweet oil. I suppose I think about that wetness a lot because of what happens to me down there, you know, when I get aroused. I just love the way my juices start to flow as I feel my groin tightening and I start squirming. And that's when my juices start to seep out of me and they coat my lips. There's this gorgeous viscosity. I love when my body starts to lubricate my pussy. It's a sign that I'm ready for you, that soon I'll be yearning, begging for you to touch me. 'Cause you know, my clit is so sensitive. It's not like your cock, because let's face it, my love, it is pretty damn easy to get you aroused. I speak these loving words to you and you start getting hard almost immediately. I always envy how you can go to full erection in such a brief time. But me, I need to be kissed, stroked, fondled. Yes, like that. Because that's the way my natural lubrication works. I feel my juices seeping out, wetting my pubic hair and making my lips so glossy. I mean, when you see my labia glistening, covered with that wonderful sheen, my full pink lips so soft and wet. Well, sensuous. It's a word that captures the image so perfectly, doesn't it? Or how about erotic or erotica? It's much a better word than porn. I love those four syllables. Erotica. They contain so many more possibilities than one syllable. Porn. Erotica. Just saying that word opens up possibilities in my head. I think at how you look at me, lovingly and longingly, and the yearning I see in your eyes to touch me there, or the desperation you see in me to have you touch me. I think of soft lighting and warm air, and maybe a fire burning in the fireplace. I think of myself draped in silk, or maybe I'm wearing a dress and we're outside at a bar or a restaurant talking over drinks or having dinner, but I have no bra on, and more importantly, no panties. I feel the silk or cotton of my dress sliding teasingly over my breasts, hardening my tight nipples, and the warm air creeping up my legs and teasing my pussy hairs. Oh, I just imagine them tingling with dewdrops as my juices start to coat them. Little glistening drops of lubrication softly soaking me. And nobody, not even you, knows about my state of relative undress. And while we're talking, all I'm thinking about is what I want to do to you when I get you to my place or when I come over to yours. It's the very definition of erotica, isn't it? That secret desire gradually revealed to your lover. Fuck, I'm shivering. This is making me squirm. You know, right now I've got a dress on as I'm talking to you. But I'm feeling really flushed. So, do you mind if I take my panties off? Is that all right? You like the thought of that, don't you? Me, sitting here, speaking about love, intimacy, softness, silk, wetness, and all the while I'm completely naked from the waist down. Does that make you feel good? Yeah. Good boy. Sweet boy. Can I tell you something? It's pretty personal, so I don't know how you'll take this. Right now, at this very moment, I can smell my arousal. Just talking to you has done that to me. Does that turn you off? Or maybe it turns you on. You can tell me. Go on. Do you like it? Yes? Well, actually, I know you do. Because when I find myself in your head, just like I am right now, I keep catching the scent stored in your memory. In fact, it's all you can think about right now, isn't it? That wonderful musk that reminds you from me whenever I get aroused. It really is the most power aphrodisiac of all, or at least for you. I love how you taste me when I'm in this state. How you lick me there so tenderly. I also love the feeling of your tongue licking the saltiness of my pussy lips. That's such an act of deep intimacy. Why don't you just dip your fingers into me, baby? Go on. I want you to. It would feel so fucking good. Here, I'll lie back in the chair. And I'll open my legs just for you. Just stroke me. Go on. That feels wonderful. Now, would you lick me off your fingers? Go on. Put them up to your mouth. And your nose. Don't I smell good today? Look at your fingers. They're covered in me. I love that. That's it. Yeah, let me see you lick my juices. Slowly. Put your fingers in your mouth. Savor the taste of me. After all, knowing you're here with me is why I'm so wet right now. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. I can smell myself. I am so turned on right now. You know, right now, this very moment, I feel so connected to you, baby. I love coming into your head like this. Coming across cyberspace directly into your headphones. Pouring myself, my sultriness, my sexuality, right into your ear. Go on, turn the volume up. I want you to hear every bit of my intonation. Listen to me breathe. Catch my little sighs. Whimpers. My moans. The higher you set your sound level, the deeper I enter your consciousness. You can't use the word porn to describe what we're experiencing right now, can you? I mean, these thoughts, feelings, and images I've put in your head. The way I get you to smell my gorgeous musk lingering on your fingers. The way I get you to picture me, beautiful, aroused, luxuriating in your touch, glistening pussy hairs, my labia lips parted in expectation. That combination of senses, I mean, oh, that's the very essence of erotica. So, now that we've had this seminar, this linguistics analysis. Can I be blunt? I want to masturbate. But of course, you've probably guessed this, haven't you? You already know me so well. You know that's what I want, don't you, love? Talking this way about softness, silkiness, sensuality. Catching the beautiful, salty, intoxicating scent of my arousal. Knowing that you're here with me, sharing my scent. Well, this always turns me on. And that's why I'm doing this audio. To excite myself by exciting you. So go on. Breathe deeply. Inhale me. Take me in as far to your nostrils as you can. Fill your senses with my aroma. It's wonderful, isn't it? But now, I need you. Please, my sweet, to be my audio partner. My lover. Be the one who will touch me softly, gently, erotically. Only you. Isn't that wonderful? Having the two of us, the speaker, and you, my darling little listener, conspiring with each other to come, maybe together. Oh, darling, I love these times together with you. I feel so close to you. So, would you kiss me? Can you lift my dress up? Yes, that's it. What's that? You love my cheeks? I know you do, babe. I think they're one of my best features. My firm, plump, soft, rounded cheeks. My perfect globes. I love it when you knead my ass. Will you do that for me, sweetie? Here, let me bend over the chair. It's a nice stuffed armchair, so my ass is nice and high for you. How does it look? Me, bent over, just like this, for you. And you alone. My dress pulled to my waist. My legs stretched to the ground. You like this view, don't you, babe? Can you see my anus? Puckered so beautifully. My little perineum. Just waiting to be licked. Or to have oil smothered so tenderly on her. Oh, fuck. I love presenting myself to you like this. Bent over for you. Face down. My butt raised up. Displaying myself to you. Begging to be mounted. Oh, it's so submissive. I'm giving myself to you. In the sweetest, most tender, dirtiest way that I know how. But I only do this with you, babe. It's only ever for you. Because it makes me feel so exposed, so vulnerable. And I need to know that my lover will explore me, will open me, will slowly pull me apart. So lovingly and tenderly. Oh, I feel so intimate. So deeply loving when you take me from behind. I hope you know that. All of my listeners, you're the only one I trust to pleasure me this way. The only one I want to fucking pleasure me this way. So, go ahead, dig your fingers deep into my cheeks. Oh, that's lovely. Yeah, pull them apart like that. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. I can feel my lips being opened up, and it's exquisite. Oh, my love, are you hard enough to come into me? Because I am so ready for you right now. All I can think about is the soft skin on your cockhead. Slide between my pussy lips, slowly penetrating me. I need your shaft to prise me apart, to ease that ache in me. I need to be filled up, so please, my love, give me your cock. Let me give your cock some love. Do you have some oil? Some lube? I know you usually have it ready for me when we meet like this. Can you smear it all over your glands? I want you wet. And glistening, nice and slippery for me. Yes, that's it. Look at you. Purple, throbbing, covered in oil. So slick, so sensual. Are you ready? God, this is gonna feel so good. Just let your cockhead linger at my opening. Oh, fuck. You feel so slippery. It's so hard, too. Oh, my
darling. Yes. Rub your cock head over my clit. That's amazing. You're such a wonderful lover to me. Just think, we're mingling our most sensitive spots on our bodies. My soft, wet, pink clit swimming in my juices. And your soft but hard purple cockhead smothered in lube. Oh, fuck. This is so delicious. Oh. Can I reach down and cup your balls, baby? Oh, they're so stretched. So tight. Yet they're so full. Heavy with your seed. Oh, please, my love. Just empty them into me. It's okay. You know I'm on birth control. Fuck. You feel so good. Please. Please, thrust harder. Oh, God, you're such an attentive lover. Such a good boy. Oh, God. Oh. I can feel you. I can feel you throbbing. Pulsing. Brushing your cock on the sides of my lips. Oh, my love, I can feel you grazing my clit as you slide in and out of me. Oh, fuck, you're so good to me. I love you so much. Please, come for me. Don't hold it back. I can't wait any longer, my sweet. I'm gonna come and I need you. I need you, please, love. I want you to come. I need you. Flood me. Come on. Let it all out. Come inside me, please. Now. 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 Oh, babe, I think I'm coming. Oh, God. Oh, God. Please, my love. Please, please. Yes. 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 You didn't expect that, did you? Good boy. Mm.